what our mission trip team did in the D.C. Baltimore area. Now, if you're on Facebook, this will be kind of a rerun for you, because Paul was very good at updating everybody on Facebook. And how many pictures did you take, Paul, do you think?
1,300.
Yeah, so...
And Pastor Eric asked me to do 1,300, so we'll break for lunch about 12:30.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
All right. Thank you. All right. I was kind of in charge of photography and videos, and I'm going to run through just about 60 slides here quickly. They're not in order. I'm sorry about that. But this is Lexington Market, where you can see Mackenzie here. This little boy here, the mom kind of just abandoned him while we were there. Never came back, I don't think. Talked to Mackenzie about that, and we'll go. This is a small picture. This is the people that met us Saturday morning to pray with us. Thank you for coming out as we left. This is Akeisha. The day we left on our park, we met for Bible camp every day in the same place in this housing project in Cherry Hill, and we formed relationships, and Akeisha formed a relationship. I believe her name was Caden. And this is what we did in Fisk Park, it's called, in the Cherry Hill housing projects. This is Michael Busson doing a sketchboard. We did that every day. This is at night. This is on Friday night in Spring Hills, I think it was Spring Hills, Maryland. Kind of a hip place to be. And that's a pastor that was with Tom Fox, our leader, doing the light thing there. And it really drew a crowd. And you can see some of us. This is Becca. She was with Open Air Campaigners. She was fun to be with. She's kind of in training. And boy, she had enthusiasm. And this is the last day in the van. There's more of them pictures. This is Akeisha doing a coin illustration. It's really cool. This is what Tom had us do different things throughout the week. This is my classmate from Madison High School, Renee Busson. They were with us all week. Mike and Renee are with Open Air Campaigners. Here's Linda visiting with someone in Maryland that Friday night. And this is the back of the van. You can see the driver up here, Shelley. This is the back of the van. This is Aaron. And this is on the subway. Not a terrorist. It's just a... He looks lost. And that's Kurt. I don't know what that's about, but... And we've had some time to visit some monuments. This is the Lincoln Memorial at Tylea. A little happier times. And then we tried some trick photography at the Washington Monument there. We tried, it didn't line up. There's Linda at the Baltimore Harbor, beautiful place. The sand is a beach volleyball there. Beautiful place. We had lunch up there that day. It was Anna. And this is Anna leading the sketchboard on one day at Bible camp. We drove by a mosque, beautiful mosque there. He said it was the largest in the Western Hemisphere. It's 8 stories deep in the ground. And, excuse me, but this is a number of potty breaks we did during the time. There's Mike at night there. I really enjoyed this place because a lot of good conversations about Jesus came into play here that night. Oh, I don't know. They stole my camera. There's Carly. We did worksheets at the end of our Bible camp every day and went over the Bible lesson with all the kids. This is Lexington Market. We were getting ready here in the parking lot. It was very hot that day. This is our subway ride into Washington, D.C. Very bumpy, and Linda was my partner. This is a cool picture of Tylea and Carly praying with this lady. They had a good you can ask them about it later. We always started with prayer before we did our sketches on the street. This is the World War II museum, or a monument, I mean, beautiful place at night. This is our leader, Tom Fox. He ran out of gas on a very busy highway. Twice. See the little gallon of gas here? Well, he thought he could make it home. He didn't. And he ran out of gas twice. There's Carly introducing us to the Baltimore Harbor. This is on a large hill. You'll see it a little bit here. A large hill. And we had lunch. We packed our lunches that day, sack lunches, and ate there. This is the World War II monument. This is the whole group here. Some lady was nice enough to take our picture. This is one of my favorite pictures at Fisk Park. A lot of adults and older teenagers always watched what we were doing. And I believe Anna gave them water bottles that we had. And Tom went over there and shared the gospel message with them. This is Shelley visiting with a young man on Friday night. And for a long time, and the young man really had tears in his eyes. You can ask Shelley about that. It was quite a time there. Pastor Eric sharing with somebody on the street. Lincoln Memorial. And this is I took a picture of the sketchboard. We talked about Abraham that day in Fisk Park. And here's a really cool kid. His name is Peanut, and he was a character. And everybody loved Peanut in the housing project. He came all 5 days. We had a parachute we played with the kids. And they really liked that game, the parachute. Washington Monument. And there's another sketchboard. This is one of my favorite sketchboards. It's about the Titanic that Tom did on the street. And this is Linda. There's a story behind this. The other kids in the projects always stole Peanut's bike, so Linda thought she'll sit on it and protect it so it doesn't get stolen. Mackenzie handing out track. And Kurt is he got to pick the best boy sitting for Bible camp, and he picked this young man here, and he got to come up and pick a prize and a girl with the same thing. And on the way home, we stopped at Noodles. There's Linda in the van. More pictures. Oh, I was going to share this picture. Oh, not that one. I'll share that one. That's Korean Memorial. Anna passing out tracts. People are really receptive passing out tracts. Visited the front of the White House. Tom's giving a demonstration here. Paul's reaching into the cookie jar, and he relates it to sin and a trap. And Jesus will set you free. Mackenzie and Aaron sharing Jesus with a security guard. And after they did this, the security guard stood by me for about 20 minutes and read that whole track, word for word. Carly led a sketchboard one day. World War II Museum. Aaron led a sketchboard one day. That's not easy to do, the sketchboard. I'm very proud of them. Mackenzie and Aaron at Washington Memorial. Front of the White House. And this is kind of our neighborhood. This is the back of the park. You can see Pastor Eric and Linda and some others walking the kids down the street here back home after we were done. This is one of my favorite pictures. After the sketchboard is done, you can see Shelley visiting about Jesus with someone. Pastor Eric's here. Here's Aaron and Mackenzie with the security guard. Maria's back here. Everyone is in conversation with somebody that watched the sketchboard. It's one of my favorite pictures. Anna with the sketchboard. Kurt in front of the White House. We said, don't jump the fence, Kurt. We want to bring you back. And we spend a lot of time in this van. And there's all of us. Got real close. Here's an interesting story in Lexington Market. This man here, standing here. If I can talk without crying. There's Akeisha and Lizzie back here handing out tracts. There's the subway entrance here. People came out of the subway here up the stairs. This guy's holding a cigarette pack here. He's selling drugs out of it. And I visited with him the whole time I was there. He had his cigarettes in the front row and then the drugs in the back row. And people would come out of the subway and pay him $10. And he'd give him a cigarette and a ball, he called it. And he wanted me to buy one. I said, I don't do drugs. And why are you here? I said, we're here to share Jesus. And his name is Sean. He said he has cancer. And then he said, would you pray with me? And so we prayed right there. On the way home, we stopped at the world's largest truck stop. The kids weren't too impressed, but I was. In the van. This is our last day with Tom. Here's Tom and his wife, Barb. Mike and Renee prayed before we jumped in the van and left on that Saturday. And the kids named this the ghetto van. And that was our home. This is a whole group picture in front of the Baltimore Harbor. There's Carly with Destiny. Lizzie did the object lesson for the day with the ropes. She did very well with that. On the streets, two older men here that Akeisha and Lizzie began talking to, and Tom went over there with Kurt. And the Airspace Monument Museum. There's Shelley. I'll leave this one up here just a little longer. Tom's holding up the Ten Commandments. This is a very powerful message he gave that night on the street. And look at the crowd. People hearing the gospel message being preached. This is a small picture, but this is Anna. She rescued us the first day. Paul put the lock on backwards on the trailer so we couldn't get in. We had to go to Runnings and cut the key. And neither Shelley or Eric or I could get it open, but Anna did. Here's the bad tire we were on the trailer all week, and it lasted. You can't see it very good there. Here's our breakfast table, and I think I'll end it. No, there's the pizza place in Chicago, and I think we'll end it there. It was a picture trip there.
All right. Thanks, Paul. Okay, I'm going to have the team come forward now, and we'll just have you kind of gather up here. And as they come forward, we were given many illustrations and object lessons that the OAC missionaries used to communicate the gospel. Either some were designed for children, some were designed for adults, and a lot of them were very cool. Anyway, Akeisha is going to demonstrate one of those illustrations for us now, and I'm just going to stick this in your face here. All right? All right.
All right. This is a very special jar. This is heaven in a jar. And so we're going to represent this coin as all the people. And all these people are doing good things, going to church, praying, and doing all these good things, but they can't get to heaven. And so the only way to get to heaven is through the top, which sin is blocking it. So when Jesus died on the cross, he covered our sins. And when Jesus died, there was a big earthquake. And all the people got into heaven.
There you go. There you go.
All right. Well done.
All right. So that's the heaven jar. Okay, so now I'm going to ask teammates to just share a little bit, we've got limited time. I wish we had more, but a reminder to keep it very brief. But if you all could just share maybe one thing that was a highlight moment for you on the trip, or something that you learned from the trip, and we'll just start with Linda and pass it on down.
Well, actually, I think for me the highlight of the trip was getting to know all these people. And he had us, three of us, each morning share testimonies, and it's amazing to find out how much hurt there has been in all of us, yeah. And it really brought us together. Yeah. As well, Mike Busson designed a one-page Bible for getting into heaven, and it's awesome. It pictures on the front side, on the inside, it explains all this in Bible verses, and I think that's awesome. I've handed out three of them at work this week.
All right, all right, all right. Thanks, Linda.
Probably a highlight of that week was the last day at Cherry Hill, and I had to say bye to Destiny. Well, I was fortunate enough to give, I'm fortunate enough to have Bibles at my house. So I gave Destiny one of mine, and I wrote her a little note in it. Mm-hmm. And she's like, well, just put your number in there. So I put my number in it, and she texted me like a couple days ago or something like that. And yeah, she's a very special girl, so that was great.
All right.
And I guess I would agree with Linda. One of the big highlights was just getting to know the team better. And just all of you were part of our team, too.
Yes.
It says in the Bible, I couldn't find the verse for today, but that we're all part of the body. And I really believe the prayers of all you kept us safe. We went to a primarily black neighborhood, which most people would have gone, what the heck are you doing there? And I know a few of us were a little nervous. I kind of was in neighborhoods like that, so it wasn't quite as big a deal. But I really just felt like the hand of God was there and led the right people there to listen. There was one young man in that circle, a young man that Tom was praying with. I was so thankful that he did that because I'd been praying for him all week and kind of watching him kind of watch us and kind of be part of it. But it was great to see Tom giving him the message of salvation. And the kids, too, it was tough to leave that last day because we all kind of got to know him. And there were a lot of neat little kids that really listened and paid attention and really enjoyed the love that we gave them. In fact, Lizzie said that one of the little girls said that she was woke up that last day to come to Bible study, and she said it was woke up from one of the best dreams ever, and she dreamed that she was in our little Bible study thing all day long, every day.
Yeah. My highlight was that last day, too, because that whole week I hadn't really connected with any of the kids and Cherry Hill. And that day, there was this little girl who came and sat on my lap and just kept wanting to hang out with me, and it was so much fun. And then later that night, we went to Silver Springs, which is where they did the glow and the black light messages. And there was a couple there. I kind of asked them, like, after the message, like, what did you think about that? And they're like, oh, we're saved. And I was like, well, is there anything I could pray for you for? And the girl was like, my life choices. And the guy was like, well, I kind of need prayer all the time, so this is just a general prayer. And, like, I prayed for them, and then they kind of walked back after they were doing another message and, like, kind of said hi. But after I, like, prayed for him, he was like, that was really sweet, and it just felt really cool to be able to pray for them.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. There was this one family, like, there was three little kids in the family at Cherry Hill that came every day. And one of them was, like, Shelly's little boy, I don't know, Colin, Takira, and Don Don. And they, no, it was Don Don. And then they were the cutest things ever. And then Don Don, he hit his lip. And then he comes up to me and he's crying. He lifts up his arms and it was just super cute. And I don't know.
All right.
The highlight of the trip had been the last day for me. I really connected with a lot of the kids there and seeing how much they grown to God and just seeing them connect with them and connect with us. And although leaving was hard, but Silver Springs was a lot of fun. That kind of distracted me from the heartbreak of leaving the kids and stuff. But Silver Spring was a lot of fun, and we had two guys come up to me and Lizzie, and they preached to us more than we preached to them. So, yeah, we learned a lot there, and it was just a lot of fun.
Right.
My highlight was probably Silver Springs because a lot of the people there were really open and accepting, and most of them took tracks, but there was quite a few that actually stopped and we were able to talk to from all walks of life and some from even different religions, and most of them were very open to what we had to say about Jesus and God, and wasn't too much bad criticism there.
My highlight was, we were in Baltimore. There's that little boy. His mom just kind of left him, and the dad was off trying to sell stuff. And so I just got to kind of babysit him for the whole time. And, I got to share with him that Jesus loves him, and he was just amazed by that. And so he was just a really cute little guy. I missed him. So yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Every day was a learning experience for me, I think, because I got up early and I was eager to learn something new. So it would be the thing I did when we went on the train to downtown D.C. I listened to a guy next to me. He had a kind of a sad story. He was a soldier who had trauma syndrome and all that stuff, and he was telling about his family. And I said, "Do you know the Lord?" And he said, "Oh, you must mean God." Yeah, I said, "You know the Lord?" And I said, "You know." And I told him, he said, "You know, trust in Him, and He will provide you what you need, you know, all that stuff." And I kind of mentioned to him also to get a Bible and read it, because there's a lot of good stuff in there. It will teach him for him and his family.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's amazing, Kurt. He was the eternal evangelist, mind you. We were on the train going to sightsee, and Kurt evangelized everywhere we went. And I just admire him for that. So yeah. That was very cool. The one thing I want to share was the first day that we got to go to Lexington Market, and I got to share with a man named Bo. He was pretty broken in his body, and I had a long conversation with him. He believed in Jesus. He confessed his sins, but he just was not sure of salvation. And I was able to share with him the verse in Romans that if you confess with your mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. I said, you can know, Bo, that you will be in heaven. And he just wasn't sure. And I said, you can know. And I kept saying that to him. And then Tom said to him, he said that verse in John that says that if you confess your sins, God is faithful and just to remove all your sin and cleanse you from all unrighteousness. And so I gave him a track, and we visited, and I said to him, he needed to go, and I said, I just wanted him to look in my eyes. And I said, you know, Bo, I said, I really believe that you and I are going to meet in heaven. And if there's one thing that you take away from today, I want you to know for sure and walk in confidence that you're going to be there. Because he wanted my phone number, and I said, I'm not even from here. It wasn't in an improper way. He just wanted to keep talking about that. And I said, no, you can know for sure. You can know from this scripture, you can be sure. And that, I just look forward to that day when I'm going to see Bo in heaven.
Yes.
Well, I was the crier and the baller in the group, so I'll try to get through this. Right? My highlight was getting to know all these people. Also, probably the teenagers.
Yeah.
The way they talked about Jesus, the people on the street.
Yeah.
And they did a great job. First devotion Tom Fox, our leader, gave was, you know, leading people to the Lord is awesome, but some people plant the seed in people's hearts. And we did a lot of planting.
Yeah.
A lot of planting. And Jesus was preached the whole week. To yeah. hundreds of people, and it was awesome. I guess another thing for me, that was kind of a shocker for me, I knew we were going to get some backlash. When you're on the street like that in all different kinds of neighborhoods, what shocked me the most was we visited with Muslims, we visited with Orientals and African Americans. What shocked me the most was we got the most flack, most heckled, by my own race. And it hurt. I mean, it took me back. And people are people, no matter who you are, what you come from. They want to be loved, and they want to be cared for. They want to know that you're real. Tom said that the first day at the park, Tom goes, you know, they're just checking you out to make sure you're real. And they could see that every day we went back to the park. Then the relationships grew. And we got to share Jesus with a lot of people. I'm just so proud of everybody. The van ride was hard and tough. Look at them all smiling. But I just praise God for this group.
Yes.
Of people. It was awesome.
Yeah. Good. Good. You can hang here for just a sec. It's fine. So I wanted to spend a little time because, you know, this really was I looked at this as a church trip. You know, a lot of you, you know, 14 of us went, but you were there, and you have supported us in prayer and in finances. Joe and Susan Backer were sending us daily little blessings and prayers that were read in our van. It kind of felt like they were part of our team with us. And just wanted to say thank you to them. I agree. So proud of this team. Did awesome. And then your prayers were answered too. You know, every day you'd look at the weather report and you'd worry that, okay, it's going to rain tomorrow during kids club, but we never had rain. We never canceled one thing. Do you guys remember the one day it was really supposed to rain during kids club? Remember when we felt the first raindrop? When was it? As we were getting into the van at the end of the kids club. So, we just felt that God had really been with us. And, you know, these places were relatively safe that we were in. It was daytime and it was a group project. So I think you mostly felt safe, but some bad things could have happened. And we were protected from that. And then you saw the picture of that. If you could have seen a close-up of that tire there, that van and that trailer we got, which was not as it had been advertised, had no business making it through all the wear and tear we put it on over the last 2 weeks. And somehow it survived. So I think we definitely had the hand of God upon us. So just wanted to finish with a prayer of thankfulness for what God did. And if you could bow with me on that. So. Lord, I'm so thankful. I really felt your presence with us. And there were times where I could have been worried. But I just knew we were going to be fine. And we were. You walked with us. And we're there each day. Lord, so we want to thank you for that today here in the midst of our brothers and sisters. We want to thank you. I thank you for especially how the devotional times that we were able to share and come together and how this team bonded together and did the work. I'm thankful for especially for the divine appointments that you put in our path and all the many conversations that were had. Lord, I pray that there will be lasting impact in many of those lives just from those brief little conversations, and that you'll lead other Christ followers into the lives of those people as well, now who can stay with them and follow up. Lord, thank you for all of these things and for our church family here who supported us so well. May we continue to have boldness in sharing our faith as we come back home now. And we lift you up and thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, way to go, mission team. Good job.